Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Night Lives On by Walter Lord returns to the most studied maritime disaster in modern history, not to retell the familiar timeline, but to widen the lens around it. As a follow-up to his landmark work on the tragedy, Lord focuses on the overlooked angles that continued to surface long after the ship went down. He draws attention to personal decisions made in minutes, the communication limits of early wireless, and the small chain reactions that shaped survival and loss. Rather than treating Titanic as a closed case, the book explores what later inquiries, newly surfaced testimony, and fresh historical digging suggested about that night. It also examines how memory, rumor, and public storytelling hardened into accepted narratives, sometimes obscuring more complicated realities. The result is a compact, investigative narrative that treats the sinking as an event with aftershocks, where unanswered questions and human contradictions remain as revealing as the iceberg itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, second looks at a familiar disaster, a central topic is the value of revisiting an event that most people assume they already understand. Lord approaches Titanic as a living historical problem rather than a single finished narrative. Instead of focusing only on the ship, the collision, and the final plunge, he emphasizes what emerged later. How witnesses remembered events differently, how official inquiries framed evidence, and how later research challenged comfortable assumptions. This second look matters because Titanic history was shaped early by rushed reporting, public fascination, and the need for clear heroes and villains. Lord highlights that the record contains gray areas where timing, distance, and perception can change conclusions. By treating the disaster as a case with layers, he encourages readers to distinguish between what is documented, what is plausible, and what is merely repeated. The method makes the book less about spectacle and more about historical reasoning. Readers see how incremental details, such as the sequence of warnings or the interpretation of a signal, can reshape what seems settled. The topic ultimately shows that the Titanic story persists not only because it is dramatic, but because it remains a powerful lesson in how history is constructed. Secondly, wireless messages, signals, and the problem of misunderstood help, Lord devotes significant attention to communication, especially the limitations and ambiguities of early 20th century wireless practice and maritime signaling. The night of the sinking was filled with messages, ice warnings, position reports, and distress calls. Yet communication was not a simple pipeline from sender to receiver. Operators were managing traffic, ships were at different distances, and procedures were less standardized than modern readers might assume. The book explores how partial information and assumptions could cause delays or misinterpretations, turning a potential rescue into a missed opportunity. It also addresses how the public later latched on to simplified storylines about which ship could have arrived sooner and why. By examining this topic, Lord helps readers understand that disaster response depends on systems, not just intentions. Even when individuals tried to do the right thing, technological limits and human workload shaped outcomes. The discussion also reveals how later debates over signals and messages became morally charged because they seemed to offer a tangible point where the tragedy might have been reduced. Through this lens, Titanic becomes a case study in operational friction, where small uncertainties compound into irreversible consequences. Thirdly, decision-making under pressure and the ethics of survival, another major theme is how people behave when rules, roles, and instincts collide. Lord examines the decisions made by officers, crew, and passengers as the situation shifted from inconvenience to catastrophe. The book highlights how order and panic can exist at the same time, with pockets of discipline alongside moments of confusion. Choices about lifeboat loading, maintaining calm, and interpreting instructions carried enormous weight, yet those choices were made with incomplete information and rapidly changing conditions. The topic also engages the ethical questions that emerged afterward. Who acted bravely, who hesitated, and how social expectations influenced outcomes. Titanic is often summarized with slogans about class and gender, but Lord explores how reality resisted neat categories. Some people followed protocol at personal cost, others seized chances, and many simply reacted to what they could see in front of them. The aftermath amplified these judgments as survivors and observers searched for meaning and accountability. By focusing on decision-making under pressure, the book humanizes the event without excusing it. It shows how disaster ethics are shaped by context and how hindsight can turn split-second choices into lifelong reputations. Fourthly, myths, disputed facts, and why the story kept changing, Lord addresses how Titanic history became a battleground of claims, counterclaims, and durable myths. Some misconceptions were born from early newspaper competition, others from survivor memory, and others from the public desire for a coherent narrative. The book explores contested points that have long fascinated researchers and readers, such as what nearby ships saw, what signals were sent, and how certain key moments unfolded. Lord presents these disputes as more than trivia. They demonstrate how evidence is weighed, how testimony can conflict, and how later agendas can shape interpretation. Titanic quickly became a symbol, and symbols attract simplified storytelling. Lord shows that when a story becomes iconic, it can be harder to correct because repetition feels like proof. This topic emphasizes critical thinking, comparing accounts, considering the limits of perception in darkness and cold, and recognizing how trauma affects memory. It also highlights why Titanic remains culturally potent. The ship sank in 1912, but the debate continued because new information and new methods kept arriving. The shifting story reveals as much about the public relationship to tragedy as it does about the ship itself. Lastly, the legacy of the night and its long historical aftershocks, the book also explores what happened after the last lifeboat was picked up and the headlines faded. Titanic changed maritime practice, public trust, and the way institutions responded to risk. Lord connects individual stories to broader consequences, showing how this disaster influenced safety norms and expectations about responsibility at sea. He also examines how survivors carried the event forward, sometimes through public testimony, sometimes through private grief, and sometimes through contested narratives that followed them for years. The legacy includes not only regulatory reforms, but also a cultural imprint that turned Titanic into a reference point for human pride, technological optimism, and vulnerability. Lord underscores that disasters do not end when the immediate danger passes. They continue in inquiries, reputations, and evolving historical accounts. By tracing these aftershocks, he highlights why Titanic still attracts attention beyond its dramatic imagery. It is an event where human factors, technology, and institutional decisions intersected at a global scale. The topic encourages readers to see Titanic not as a frozen moment, but as a continuing lesson about how societies learn, and sometimes fail to learn, from catastrophe. In conclusion, this book suits readers who already know the basic Titanic storyline, but want sharper context, unanswered questions, and the human and technical complexities that standard summaries leave out. It is also valuable for anyone interested in how history is investigated, how testimony is weighed, how myths form, and how later research can reopen what seemed settled. The benefit to a reader's life is not simply learning more details about a famous ship. Lord's approach strengthens critical thinking about evidence and narrative, showing how easy it is for repetition to replace proof and for moral certainty to outrun documented fact. That habit of careful evaluation transfers well to modern information overload, where confident stories often spread faster than accurate ones. Compared to many Titanic books that focus on cinematic drama, exhaustive technical analysis, or a single heroic viewpoint, this one stands out for its compact, inquiry-driven structure and its focus on what remained unresolved. It offers a richer understanding without requiring specialist knowledge, making it a practical purchase for readers who want both compelling storytelling and a more disciplined look at what the historical record can and cannot support. If you would like to support Walter Lord, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts.